Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Kobe Prettyman. She is the lead foster adoptive consultant for Utah Foster Care here in our area. And they have an event coming up on the 22nd. And, you know, there are people out there that have always thought about being a foster parent and what do I have to do and what all goes into it. Well, this night is just for you. It's Ask a Foster Parent, and you go and they've got foster parents there and they're going to talk about everything that you can expect, things that you'll need to work with and things that you'll need to do. And this one is really going to focus on teens in foster care. So we're going to talk to Kobe a little bit about that. Kobe, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. This is, once again, this is good information that people need to know and get out there because, you know, we do have a lot of foster kids in the system here in our area. And the other thing is, it seems like teens are somewhat, you never want to say that, but teens are kind of hard to place.
Yeah, it seems like everybody says, oh yeah, I'll foster a little child, a baby or a younger child, but people don't think about fostering teens as much. And I think, you know, that's a lot of reasons out there. There's a lot of myths about how hard teens can be. But on the other hand, you know, you don't have to change diapers with a teen. Teens can help you fix your electronics, which is a vital necessity sometimes.
Fix my cell phone, please.
Yes.
And that's a question, I guess, is that I would ask is, statistic-wise, what do we have more in our area? Is it teens or is it preteens and younger?
So it really is kind of thirds. So about a third of the children are like that 0 to 5 age, then a third that mid-elementary preteen, and then a third are the teenagers is kind of the typical breakdown.
And what are some of the things that people often ask about, you know, foster care and about, you know, fostering teens? What kind of things are they going through with them?
I think that they generally ask, you know, well, they always ask requirements and those kinds of things. And those things we'll go over in the Ask a Foster Parent night, but they're pretty basic and they can find that information on our website as well. But, you know, what it's like, they ask what things can they do? Can they get teens involved? And we have programs to help financially. We want them to have the kids involved in things and get them, you know, attending sports or different things that might help the kids. And so, basically, we want them to be able to treat them like their own children and provide them with opportunities that they would kids in their own home.
And this is one of those things that we've talked about in the past. You know, foster care, it takes a certain breed to be a foster parent. And what kind of people do you normally look for? What kind of people make the best foster parents, really?
I think it does take a certain type, but at the same time, I think that people are more able to do it than they might think they are, you know. You need to be a little bit flexible, but I have to be flexible with my kids' schedule every day, too. You know, things change and we have things come up. And be able to have a sense of humor and be able to, I would say, maybe not take everything personally, because not everything that the teen or even younger kids say is really about the person taking care of them at the time. It might largely be about some of what they experienced in their past. And even teenagers that haven't been in difficult situations or been removed from their home, you kind of can't take everything they say personally, you know, when they tell you they hate you or whatever, when things aren't going their way, sometimes teenagers are like that. And so I think sometimes people think, oh, teens in foster care are, you know, have so many behavior problems or different things, and they may come with some challenges, but I think sometimes we over assign that to the fact that they're in foster care rather than the fact that they're just a teenager going through teenage stuff, you know. And so if it's a teenager that's had a hard time and then they're going through teenage life, it can be a little bit difficult. But with some structure and supervision and some caring and support, we often see a lot of those behaviors really improve in the kids that are in care.
And as you said, it just kind of sounds like raising a teenager to me.
Right.
It's, you know, teenagers as a whole, even if they're your own, sometimes you don't get along very well.
Right.
But you've got to be headstrong and you've got to know what's right and make sure that they're doing the right thing as well.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this event coming up on the 22nd. It's the Ask a Foster Parent event. Let's talk about where's it going to be and the time and all that.
So it'll be at 7 o'clock on the 22nd, and we're going to be downstairs from in the Workforce Service, DCFS, Vocational Rehab Building. So we'll be downstairs there. There'll be signs along the way to show them which room to go to. If they just go down the main staircase at the front of the building, then they'll be able to find us.
And this is one of those events, like we said at the beginning, you know, if you've got questions, if you're curious, if you're thinking about it, if you're kind of on the fence and need some questions answered, this is the best place to go for this event.
Right, because then they can talk to someone who's experienced it, lives it on a daily basis. I'm happy to answer questions that people have at any time, but they get to talk to a family that who's been doing this for several years. And if they aren't interested in teens and just interested in general foster care, they're welcome too, although we are going to focus on what it's like to care for a teenager. But the requirements are the same, whether you're caring for a 2-year-old or a 16-year-old. So if people want just general information about foster care, they're also welcome to attend.
Okay, so once again, this is at 7 o'clock, and you're asking people to be on time because it is also going to be like a Zoom webinar. And you were saying that if you're concerned with being on camera, don't be.
Right. Yeah. They won't be seen on camera, but we are going to broadcast the conversation with the foster parent onto a webinar so that people around the state can also benefit from what's being said.
Okay. So once again, 7 o'clock at, it's going to be downstairs at the Workforce Services Building on September 22nd. It's a Zoom webinar, so you know that it will be broadcast, and the questions and answers will be broadcast and all those kinds of things. But if you've ever had questions about, you know, going into foster care and specifically, you know, taking a teen into your home, this is one of the best things for you to go to and find out all that information, because I'm going to guess that, you know, people kind of come in with a preconceived notion of what it takes to raise a foster teen, and a lot of it is not correct. Am I right or am I wrong in that?
Yeah, I think that people have a lot of myths about caring for teenagers in foster care, and a lot of those just aren't true, and some of them, you know, may be true, but may be true for regular teenagers too. So I think that we have to look at it and take it in context and understand what they've been through, and then help them maybe make some changes in their life.
Okay, we've been speaking with Kobe Prettyman. She is the lead foster adoptive consultant for Utah Foster Care here in our area, and they've got a Ask a Foster Parent night coming up on September 22nd. Now, if anybody has questions or anything like that, how can they get a hold of you?
They can always give me a call at 636-0210, or they can go on our website, utahfostercare.org, and if they submit that they would like someone to contact them and they live in our area, then it comes straight to me, and then I can get back with them.
All right, Kobe, thank you so much for taking out the time and coming in today. This is going to be a great event. If you've ever had questions about foster care, make the time and get out to it.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.